Today is Daf Lamed Daled. Learned today the Schus for Refuah Shleima for Moshe Yitzhak ben Bela Perel. We are on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis by the Gufa, a couple lines from the bottom. So let's go back to that. Gufa, we've learned it before. Madlikin, so talking about Truma, talking about Truma, right? Madlikin, right? Bipas u b'shemen shel Truma shenitmes. You're permitted to use either the bread or the oil of Tamei Truma to use that to light your wood. That's what it says. Rashi says, Rashi in the bottom, last line. Havadei b'chad shaita lo madlik shemen kula. We're not talking about doing it in one shot. We're not talking about just pouring all the oil and lighting it, because that's no problem. El lezman veruba. We're talking about you leaving it over for a time period. V'lo chayshin and dima achol minei. We're not concerned. Remember when we talked about yesterday about shemel yavol de takala, that something bad might happen. So we're not concerned to take that something's going to happen and you're going to end up eating it because you're leaving it over for a while. But comes the next Amorayim and say, Abaye Amr Shmei Dechisya, Rava Amr Debei Rav Yitzhak Bar Marta, Amr Avuna, Lo Shanu Ela Pas. Because when it talks about the bread, it's talking about actual loaf of bread. Avachiti, but the wheat kernels, lo. That you cannot leave over. We're talking about what's going to happen is you want to use this for firewood. So you're going to take this item and toss it amongst the branches, amongst the firewood. So he'd say that if it's actual bread, and it's not going to be used all in one shot, he doesn't care, because once you toss it amongst the firewood, it's going to get gross and disgusting, because it's bread, it's going to be gross. But the wheat kernels, once you toss it amongst the firewood, they don't become gross anymore. So there's still a concern, lest one come use them, and they're truma. You're not going to be able to, they're truma tamei, you can't eat them. Right? So he says, lo shanu, right, lo shanu el pas. Avachiti lo shema yavo behanadei takala. V'Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu chiti. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Even if you're putting, you're storing the wheat kernels to use for firewood, he's not concerned. Afilu chiti, right? Rashi says, inam yizarik lo. I'm sorry. Avachiti is because don't get destroyed. So who am I? They ask about on Rabbi Yochanan, why would you be able to use the chiti to let it store by the firewood? Dilma asi behanadei takala. Lest might come to something bad might happen. You might eat it. He says, the Amr of Ashi. It's going to be like Rav Ashi said, Bishalikta umiista. We're talking about a case where you kind of boil them already. And when they're boiled, they become softer. And then when you throw them amongst the firewood, they will become gross. Right? So you're not going to be concerned that you're going to eat them. Rashi says, Bishalikta umiista, la'achar shenitmu, after they became tamei, shokon, which you boil them, v'yachakak zorkon lebena etzim, v'hein nimasos, and they become gross. Rav Huna chayis duma ochila mikhameg l'shtekinu o b'shasha sholkan. So Rav Huna was concerned that maybe even that before you boil them up, or at the moment you boil them up, maybe that you'll eat them, because there's a process that they become disgusting. Okay. So the Gemara says then, okay, v'hechi itma de Rav Ashi. You said we're going to use the same answer that Rav Ashi gave. Where did Rav Ashi give his answer? What's the story with Rav Ashi? So Gemara says, in Rav Ashi, aha, it's on this, the Amr of Avim bar Rav, acha Amr of Yitzhak, Abba Shaul, Gabal Shal Beis Rebbe Haya. Abba Shaul was the kneader, okay, and the kneader in the house of Rebbe. And Rebbe was always used to eat chulin al pi tar al tara, and he wanted to make sure that everything was taller, so he needed to have a kosher guy to be his baker, basically. And that, who was that? That was Abba Shaul. He was his baker, and so you keep everything kosher. Right, so Abishol Gabal Shaveis Rebbe Haya, Vahayu Mechamin Lo Chamin, and it would warm up the water, like he would use to do, how would he work to warm up the water that he would use to put in the dough, right, Bechitin Shal Truma Tmeya, Lelosh Behen Isatara, and they would use wheat kernels of Truma Tmeya to warm up the water. Maybe we'll get to a little bit how to do that. Right, so the Gemara says, well, why are you using the kernels? How can you use the kernels? You're not using all the kernels in one shot. He says, Amai, what nechus dilma asibahul de takala? Aren't you going to be concerned lest one come to eat the kernels? Because we just said, you know, we're going to eat the kernels. Because Amar Rashi, Rashi says, bishlikta umiista. They boiled, and then they became, you know, disgusting. So he didn't have to worry about it. Rashi says, what were they using truma tmeya for? So Rashi says, shayulokim osa mekohanim bezol. Shumer tamei is really cheap on the market, right? But the kohu, of course, only the kohen has it, and he can't do anything with it anyway. So he's going to sell it for cheap. So he got it for cheap, and he would use it. Okay. The point number two is, when did Rebbe live? Rebbe lived the year 200, basically, when he compiled the Mishnah. So it was after the Zman of the Beis Hamikdash, and he's still keeping He's still keeping, he's eating chulin al pi tahara. Well, how do you eat chulin al pi tahara? We're all talking mes. Must be that they maybe had Efer Paraduma at the time. Right, so that's Rashi. But Rashi said that they would use the Truma Temeya, they would be lokay after Truma Temeya from the Kohen Bezol. So Tosel says, M'chamin lo'cham m'chita sotrum, he says, Omer ben Atam, dilo kohanim shel beis Rebbe hayu osen. He says, no, they weren't using it for, Rashi makes it sound like Rebbe was using this for his own bread. Tosel says, no, they were using it for the kohanim who lived in the house of Rebbe, to use the Truma. Right, to the Yisrael lo sharia, because the Yisrael can't use this this truma temeya, because the Yisrael Sharia Ella Hana She'eno Shalkili. A Yisrael can only get Hana from truma temeya if he's getting Hana that doesn't destroy the item. But here you're destroying the item. For example, we saw in Maseches right Kimo Eruv. We saw in Maseches Eruv. Dema Arvim Yisrael with truma. You can make an Eruv for Yisrael with truma of a Hana Shalkili, but a Hana of destruction. You go Lahachil the Vehemto to feed it to the Yisrael's behema. Olahadlik asli Yisrael. That would be asli for the Yisrael because Amin Reparakam Masechta Zara. So he says, and then he brings out elsewhere. He says, Kohen Shesachar Parm Yisrael, a Kohen who rents a cow from an Yisrael, lo yachlena karishne truma. You can't feed a truma. Umasechta Shumas Nami Amina. We also say Madlikim Abate Knesios Abate Midros Meshemesh Al Truma Shenitma Versus Kohen. You can use oil to light in the shul if you have Perish Im Yisham Kohen. If there's a Kohen, so Rashi's must Tosos is holding. It can't be that they were lighting this, they were using this, the Truma Temeya, to feed Rebbe. Rebbe's not a Kohen. Rebbe's from Beis David. He's, right? Rebbe's Israel. So Tosos says it must be that they were using it for the Kohanim. You have to answer for Rashi, why Rashi thinks that it's okay. Okay. Next. Now we're going to go to, we're going to bring a Shaila, a question, that somebody had on the Mishnah in Trumos. We're going to give three answers. Answer number two is going to sidetrack us for a bit, and then we're going to answer number three, and if we have time, we'll see why it's connected to our Gemara, because at the end of answer number three, it goes back to something we said yesterday. So, Abaye, I felt like Rabbi Leibowitz doing that. Right. Abaye bar Avin, the Rav Chinina bar Avin, Tanu Trumos bei Rabba. So Abaye bar Avin and Rav Chinina bar Avin, they learned Maseches Trumos in the house of Rabba. Okay? So that's what what they were learning. Pagu b'hu Rav bar Masna. They bumped into Rav bar Masna. Amr l'hu, Rav bar Masna says to them, "My amrisu b'trumos to Bei Ramar. What did you guys learn in Rabba's house, Bei Mar, Rabba's house, regarding Maseches Truma? Tell me about that you learned Maseches Trumos." But they recognized that he wasn't looking for something for them to tell them. He had a kasha. So Amr l'hu, they said to him, "Umay kashalach. What's bothering you? What's bothering you that you want to know?" So Amr l'hu, he said to them, Tanan, the Mishnah in Trumos, in Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin says, Shesile Trumos Shenitmu, Vishatalun, Tahori Milatamei, Vasurin Mila Echo. So what you have here, as Rashi says, Shetile Truma, you have these shoots that are Truma, and they became Tamei. So what you did is you replanted them. So you replanted them, and then they grew. Right? So figure out what they are. These items of Truma that you replanted. And then that they grew. So the Mishnah says they were tamei, they were truma tameya. You planted them. They lose their status of tuma when they grow again. So they're no longer tamei, but they're still usher to eat. So it seems to be contradiction. He says vasu in la'avachol. And Rashi says because ha'kadaitach mishum tuma l'kohanim. We think because why they usher to eat? Because they're maintaining some sort of status of kohen of tuma, and the kohanim can't eat it. So the Gemara. So he asks v'kimei achar de tahorim milatamei. Once the replanting was strong, was sufficient enough to remove the tumah, so basically what you've done is created a new entity, so the tumah is gone, amayasur melecho. So why would they be also to eat? One way or another. If they become tahor, then they should be able to eat. If they remain tameh, if they can't be eaten, then they should be remain tameh. So amrulay, so they said back to him, oh, hachi amar Rabba, this is what Rabba said, my asurin, what does it mean asurin? Asurin lezarim. It means they're not allowed to be eaten by non-kohanim. Meaning they're allowed to be eaten by Kohanim. You take, the answer is pretty simple. You replant it, it loses its Tumah status, and now the Zarim can't eat it because it's still Truma, but the Kohanim can eat it. Right? Asuma Zarim, Rashi says, the lo armina paka shem truminayu. We don't say it loses its Truma status. It only loses its Tumah status. So he says back to them, well, my kamashmalan, what's that come to teach us? that gedule truma, that growths of truma are still truma? Tanina, we already learned that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says gedule truma, things that grow off of truma are truma. So what's the big? We already have a Mishnah that says that. Why is this Mishnah saying the same thing? It must be something different. Right? And then so he says, oh, v'chi tema, and maybe you'll say, he obviously thought about this question beforehand, he set them up. He says, v'chi tema, and maybe you'll say, it's gedule gedulim, that's talking about the growth of the growths. That's step two, right? Gedule gedulim. Rashi says, v'chi tema, hay asur mi le'echol be'ein she'ein zarokala, ka'amar kakom b'tzolim, talking about some sort of onions or something like that, and you would plant it, because you're achas levada, hey, no sofa, so mischabra shisha v'dalad yachav, I can do it, you can plant sometimes an onion, and more, it shoots, and then you get, out of one, you get multiple. That's what he says. Tosfos says, gedule gedulim means, is that you plant one, it grows, and you plant it, and it grows, you have the original thing, you plant it, something else grows from it, and then you take the original thing, and you plant it again. Gedule gedulim. So maybe say, the chiddush is to teach me that gedule gedulim also maintain the status of truma. You look perplexed.
Yeah, I am, because if it's truma, it's truma. What do you mean? It's why would the status change? It's truma.
The growth, the thing that grows from it.
Okay, but if we're saying that growths are truma, why would it make a difference
if
there's growth for the growth? The growth is truma, so it's just the next growth is just.
Right, so that's for you. It's part of the Gemara to teach you that, because maybe you say it's a new item. Maybe truma only stops at where it is. Whatever truma only becomes what you say is truma. If it becomes a new item, right. Well, we'll see, because it depends on. So it depends. The Gemara says, "My kamashmalon, v'chitema gedule gedulim, my kamashmalon." What's that come to teach us? When bedavrish ain zorokala, so you have two types. When you have seeds, when you plant things, there are two ways. You have things that are bulbs stick around, and then you have seeds which disintegrate. They disappear. So he says the zorokala means the seeds that disappear. So he says, "My kamashmalon, bedavrish ain zorokala." We're talking about something that doesn't disappear like a bulb. Right, hanami tanina. We already also learned that in the Mishnah. We say hatevel. So tevel means it's not, it weren't mafresh truma yet. It's mixed together. Gidulav mutarim, that if you plant tevel, what grows from it is mutar. That's bedavar shezarokala. That's something zarokala. So I have a tevel onion and I plant it, tevel seed, and I plant it, and the seed disappears, and now you get something new. That's mutar. That's no longer truma. The bedavar sheein zarokala, that's something that doesn't disappear like a bulb. Afilu gedule gedule masurim ba'achila. Even the growths of the growths become usur because it's still there. So he's saying, so istiku, they were quiet. He said, what's the chiddush? You told me that the whole chiddush of this Mishnah is to teach me that when you take the truma, that's tame, and you plant it, so the thing that grows now is still truma, and it's usur for the kohen. What, to teach you that gedule truma are still truma? I know that. To teach me that gedule are still truma? I know that as well. So the istiku, they didn't have an answer. So Amrule, they said back to him, Midi Shamil Baha. So what, did you hear anything about this? He set them up. He says, Midi Shamil Baha. Did you hear anything? So Amrulehu, Hachi Amar Rav Sheshes. He said, yeah, this is what I heard from Rav Sheshes. So Maya Surim, when our Mishnah said, right, the Mishnah we quoted was again, that they planted this Truma Temeya, you planted Truma Temeya, and then the growths that grow off are Tahor, but they're still also to be eaten. So why are they also to be eaten? First answer was it's also to Yisrael. He said no. He said no chiddush. He says asurim lekohanim. They're still the growths are also to the kohen. But what did you just say that they're no longer tameh? So why is it also to eat? He says hoel the ifsul lehu the hesech hadas. There's a new psul idea of hesech hadas. You stop paying attention to the truma. Rashi says the hesech hadas kishenitnu mitchila when they initially became tameh. Hesiach daito mehem. You removed your das from them. Shuv shomrom. You no longer want to watch them. The idea is you have to watch truma. V'nifsalon. They became possible. Behesach hadas. The ksiv gabe truma. Because by truma it says that's mishmerish trumasi. You have to guard it. Avid leishimor v'lo tesiach datcha. You have to guard it. So he says you were mesiach das from this. So if mesiach das, it becomes asal achila. So Gemara says, wait a second. Now the problem is that when it comes to the psul of hesach hadas, it's subject to a machlokas. Why, when something is possible because of Hesach Hadas, why is it possible? Reason one is because Mesiach Das is a Suffolk Tumah. I'm not sure. Maybe Tumah came onto it. Maybe Tumah didn't come onto it. So if someone, Eliyahu HaNavi, would come and tell you that there was no Tumah, you'd be good to go because it's a Suffolk, and he explained the Suffolk. The other way to say is, no, Hesach Hadas is a Psul HaGuf. It's a
I don't know how it works exactly, but once you may see that das, nothing to do with tumah. It's not a psul of tumah. It's a psul hasech das. So Gemara says, ha-nicha, to say that in this case, that when you replanted this thing, this tumah that became nitmes, you had hasech das, and then you replanted it. So it's no longer tameh, but you can't, the Kohen can't eat it. Ha-nicha l'manda amar hasech das psul aguf, havi shapir. According to my number, it says that hesech das becomes its new status of psul. It's a new status of psul, because psul hesech das. That makes sense. Ellen, we'll see in a second. Elamanda amar hesech das psul tuma. But if you say that hesech das just creates a psul tuma, because if it's suffix of tuma, ma'ikul amemar. What's going to be? What would be the issue? Right, the itmar, because we have a brace that it says, a member that says hesech das. When it comes to hesech das, Rav Yochanan amar psul tuma. It's a psul about suffix tuma. Rav Shimon ben Lakish amar psul haguf have. It's a real status of psul in the essence of the item. So if you say, right, with Rashi, right, psul haguf have. Rashi, it's like, it's towards the bottom of the short lines. Psul haguf have, it's maile hi bikachim. We have a special status when it comes to kachim. Shenif solim bikach, they become posel. V'shem psul hu atzmo, it's its own psul. V'afilu yovil yovil yomer shalom nitmu. And even Vilyo came and said that they weren't tamei. Kol osna yomer shisir daitam en ain shomilo. We don't listen to him, but it has nothing to do, it's not a concern about tamei or tar. It's posel. It's a din. It's a din of psul. So then shapir, then mishum hachi asurim, that's why the growths will be usher. She'ein sh'tilasem o'elas lehen, l'hasher she'em psul me'aleim. We're not going to allow the planting to remove the psul. There's a psul on this item, and the psul maintains in everything that it grows. Aye, it's not tummy. Granted, it's not tummy anymore because it's something new. But it's but the psul transfers over.
How can a plant that's still growing and still in the ground become?
How can...
It's
a good question, because it's mechubal karka. It's mechubal karka. It's a good question. It's not, so it's going to, I guess, when you take it, what? When you cut it off. When you remove it from the ground.
And you still have hesech das when you cut it off?
No, the hesech das is on the initial piece.
Oh, I see. Oh, right.
Hesech das on the initial piece. So once that became tameh, you may see a das from that. So that has a psul of hesech das. So now it's also, so it's mamash of psul. So that psul, according to say, if you say it's inherent psul, they're gonna say it's gonna pass on. Okay. But El Lamanda Amar, according to Rashi says, the last Rashi of the short lines, El Lamanda Amar Kol Masha Kachim Nesal Hesachadas. When we say the Kachim Apostle Hesachadas, Enu El Misham Shash Tuma. It's only because of Shash Tuma Shema Ayde Hesachadas Daito Mishmasa Nagaba and Truma. Maybe Tuma touched it. Ma Ikel Meimar. What were we to say? Am I Misal Mishum Shash Tuma? The whole worry is about, you're worried about that there might be tumah. The tumah disappeared. So if the tumah disappears, when you planted it, which the tumah disappears, you should be able to eat it as well. The first side says, okay, yeah, granted the tumah disappeared, but there's an inherent psul in here. Second side says it's only a suffix psul. That suffix psul, we got rid of it. It's now tar, so you should be able to eat it. Right, so go back to the Gemara. Right, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psul Tumah Have. It's a Psul Tumah. Shem Yovel Yovel Tumeno Shomilo. If Yovel Yovel Nevel Come, to be Matarit Shomilo. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Lakish Amar Psul Aguf Have. It's a real inherent Psul. Shem Yovel Yovel Tumeno Ain Shomilo. We don't listen to him. So now your answer that you gave for Rav Sheshes, you knocked off our answer. But the answer that you gave from Rav Sheshes only works according to one side. So now the Gemara is going to digress a little bit and discuss this machlokas between Rav Shlokash and Rav Yochanan before getting to Rav Yirmiya, who's going to give a third answer. So the Gemara says, Esvei Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan again held that Hesech Hadas is a psul of suffix tuma, and Rav Shlokish holds that Hesech Hadas is an inherent, separate psul, nothing to do with tuma. So Rabbi Yochanan now asks Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Okay, he brings the following to Sefta. Rav Shmuel beno shel Rav Yochanan ben Broka Omer. Right, he said, Lul katan haya ben kevesh lemizbeach b'maravo shel kevesh, Shesham hayu zokim psulin chatas of. There was this sort of like hole or like place, like the garbage area next to, on the western side of the ramp going up to the Mizbeach. Right, so the ramp is on the southern side, it's going towards the north, so on the left, on the western side, yes, that would be on the left. On the left side there was a small little hole that they would toss there chatas of. Anything that, only the bird chatas, that something wrong happened to them, they would throw it there, right? Rashi says, "B'marav osokseves shesham zorkim psulik chatas oath lefisha he nasis bekerim marabis deromis," because that's where you would do the chatas oath. It's done in the southwest corner, lemata below, right? Ukashi'ir psulbo, if there was a certain psul that happened in the Chatas Ha'of, she'ena psul aguf mamish, it's not a real psul aguf, it wasn't pigol or something like that, it wasn't a psul aguf, right? The ein yachal is sarfer miyad, and you can't burn it right away. Why can't you burn it right away? Because you can't burn kachim, right? Unless there's a reason to, because mishum bizayon, noksam also sham, we would leave it there in this area, in this mul katan, and it said, why? You leave it overnight. Leave it overnight. For, then it becomes a psul lina. It's left overnight, and then v'yotzim lebeis hasreifa. And then you would send it out to be burnt. Rashi says v'tubar surasan, hainu psul lina. You would be. It's just not. It's not like you don't make psul uber tsurasan make sounds pashtus that you make till it decomposes. Rashi says uber tsurasan just means just lina. Leave it over. Just leave it overnight. Right, ibor tsuras maris basar belina achas hu the cave on shalom the belayla. Once it's left overnight, harehi nosar. It's now nosar, which is a psul in the karban. V'taon sreifa requires be burning. V'nisraf and it has to be burned. And he says v'al karchach and now midibayin on ibor tsurasa. If you're talking about that, you require lina to leave it overnight, right? It must be what psul are we talking about then? Rav Yochanan's going to say what psul is going on here that requires you to leave it overnight in order to burn it. If it's a psul in the guf, right? If he says, Rashi, continue Rashi, he says, let's do it in the Gemara first, okay? He says, right, Lul katan haya ben kevesh mazbeach, marova shal kevesh, shasham haya zorkim psul yachat as ofu, tuvar tzirasim, yotzim yitzis reifa. So, iyam art pishma psul tumahave, the Gemara is assuming that the psul in this chat as ofu is a psul hesach hadas. We'll get to that and Rashi will explain why. But let's assume now it's psul hesach hadas. So we have a psul of hesach hadas. So why do you have to uber tzirasim? Right, iyamar pishma psul tuma. If it's because of suffik tuma, well, maybe it's not tummy. Suffik tuma, yes. Suffik tuma, no. I can't burn it right away. I have to leave it overnight to get it to be a valid psul, a real psul, and then I can burn it. Right, iyamar pishma psul tuma havei mishum hachi boy ibor tzura. That's why I have to leave it over to overnight. Shema yavo eliyahu b'tarena, because maybe between now and then Eliyahu will come and say that it's tahor, and in the meantime I would have burnt. I would, or somebody will say it's tahor. In the meantime I would have burnt kachim. That's tahor. And I'll let it do that. But if you were right, Reish Lakish, that Hesech Hadas is an actual Psul Aguf, it's like Pigol, it's like Nosar, Lamali Ibar Tzura. Why do I need Ibar Tzura? Why do I need to let it go overnight? You can. Why do I need to give it the status of Nosar? I can burn it here on the spot, according to Reish Lakish. All right, so now we have to figure out why it's Hesech Hadas. Why are we assuming that the Psul is Hesech Hadas? So that's what Rashi comes for. So Rashi says, so it's the third line of the last Rashi. Rashi says, V'al Karchach must be midibayinan habara sura, that we require it to stay overnight, lav kisha pigalba, it can't be that it's pigal, o nitmes, or it became tamei, o yotsa, or it was yotse, it went outside the area, o malka shloka mitzvah, so you did the malika wrong, the hapsum al yahu, because those are real psulim, the lama lan la dure yipsulina, then why would you have to leave it overnight? The ein lanu dinibay lina, the only thing that will require us to be lina, what we're left with, ilapsul hesechadas. It must be because of hesechadas, right? The iyamarta. If you would say psul chashash tumahu, that hesechadas is a potential psul in tumah, ikal meimar the high psul hadas kaamar the kaved lo chazina le the itme el chashash of alma. Since we didn't see it, it became tummy just chashash. That's why you need ibatsura, because the lo ba'ina the no latzina misrafei lehedja. We can't burn it, like we said, because you have to wait. But if you hold a Reish Lakish, that's a real psul, then Hesech Hadas is the same thing as Pigol, the same thing as Nitmes, the same thing as Yotze, the same thing as that was the Malika was done wrong, and you were able to burn it on the spot. So that's why Reish Lakish is asking Reish Lakish, why do you have, if you're right, this must be Hesech Hadas, and if you're right that Hesech Hadas is an actual psul, why do you have to leave it overnight before you burn it? Burn it right now. Okay, that's the question. And the Gemara says, Vatznan, because we have a Mishnah that says, it's really a Tanya, it's a Braisa, Zekhal, this is the rule, Kol Shepsul Begufo, anything that has an inherent psul in itself, Yisraf Miyad, right? Then you burn it right away. Pigol, Nosar, Yotze, right? Bedam, Ubebailim, if there's a psul in the blood, right? So Rashi says, Pigol Nishbach Adam, the blood, it's an extraneous psul, not in the meat itself. Ube Bailim, or that the Baal became, the owner became Tamei, then Tuba Tsurasa Beyotzim Beis HaSarif, but then you have to leave it overnight. But if you're telling me that's a Psula Guf, right, then you should be able to burn it right away. So Amar Lei, so Reish Lakish says back to him, no, Haitana, this Braisa is going according to a different Shita.
Hai Taina Tana Tana de Bei Rab Bar Avuhu. He's going to shita Rab Bar Avuha. The Amar Afilu Pigun Tana Uber Tzura. He says no. Even he holds against what you just quoted. He holds that even Psulei Haguf requires Ibur Tzura. Some requires to sit overnight. To the possibility that this Bryce is talking about is not Hesech Hadas. Maybe he could be talking about Pigul in accordance with Rabba Bar Avua, and that's why it requires Ibur Tzurasim, nothing to do with Hesech Hadas. Okay. It's interesting, though, that the Ibur Tzurasim here, it talks about it's Lina, you just have to leave it overnight. So there's a we mentioned before, there's a concept in Hilchos Kashrus about no same time. Right, if you have a pot that has meat in it, and then you cook a dairy pot in it, and so the time of the meat goes in, and it's usher. The question though is because the concept of nosin tam of gam. If it imparts a bad taste, we say b'dieved. Now I do the lechachila b'dieved, it's kosher. So how long does it have to be in order before we assume nosin tam of gam? So we assume 24 hours. But there's a shita Rabbeinu Tam who says that all you have to do is leave it overnight, even if it's less time. Then if you cook from 8 a.m. to a long day till 9 p.m., but you just have to leave it overnight. What's his raya? His raya is over here. We say ibur tzurasan. It's called losing its status just by lina overnight. You could have had the chata sa'of done right before it's shkia, and then right after sunrise, it's going to be pasulina. Why? Ibur tzurasan, it looks exactly the same. So Rabbi Yonatan uses it as a raya. We don't pass it that way. We use it as a raya to say that no tzain tam, lifkam, just needs to be left overnight. Doesn't need 24 hours. We pass it that needs 24 hours. Okay. It's just a side point. So now we're still back. Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says, Hesech Hadas is only a psul and tumah. And Reish Lakish says, Hesech Hadas is a psul aguf. It's an intrinsic psul. So Esrei, another question. Nitma o nifsal habasar. If the meat of the korban became tameh or became pasul, Osha yotza chutz leklayim, or the meat went out. Oh wait, this is the blood. Sorry, it might be the blood. No, it's the meat. It's the meat. Okay, so Okay, so starting on Esrei, nitma, the meat became tame or became pasul, right? Or nifsal habasar, that's right there. Osha yotza chutz leklayim, or it went outside the curtains where it's supposed to be. Like if it's kachim, it went outside the area. Rabbi Lezer Omer Yisroch, he still throw the blood. Rashi says because Rabbi Lezer says Yisroch is Adam. Rabbi Lezer Tamei. Rabbi Lezer is a Shitaso. The Amar Keta Tzolin. We'll see in a few prakim that the Am Afal Pishen Basis throw the blood even if there's no meat that could be eaten off the carbon. Okay, he says that. Rabbi Shua Omer Lo Yisroch. Rabbi Shua says you don't throw the blood. Rashi says Rabbi Shua Tamei. The Amar Ein Basar. If there's no flesh, if there's no meat, then Ein Dam. And the Yatzal Chutz Lekhayim, which going outside the curtains, that's the Basar Kacha Kachim Kamar, Shemechitzel and Chomos Hazara, the walls of the Beit HaMikdash are its borders. If it goes beyond that, then the meat is Pasal. Umodir of Yeshua, Yeshua says that you're not supposed to throw the blood. He admits, Sheim Zarak, if you did throw the blood, Hurtza. The person who's supposed to bring the carbon, he doesn't have to bring another one. It was Yotzal Yishil to put the carbon. No, Gita. So the Mara then says, well, my nifsal. It says nitma, nifsal, or yotza. So nitma we get is became tameh. Yotza is easy, it went outside. What is nifsal? What does it mean nifsal? It's a very generic term. So my nifsal, so Rav Yochanan says, must be hesech hadas. So let's assume that it means hesech hadas. We'll have to explain why. But it means that it's hesech hadas. So iyamart bishma psule tumahave. If you say that, so Rav Yochanan, Rav Shua says that if you throw the blood, it's okay. So if you tell me that hesech hadas is a tumah issue, sofik tumah, sofik not tumah, have hainu de mishkachas le de meratzei tzitz. Then I understand why Yeshua would say that if you threw the blood, it would be work. Because when it comes to tumah, we have a bidyeved that allows us to work if the tzitz is meratzei. The tzitz that the Kohen wears has this metaphysical ability to allow tumah to work. Eliyamar psula guf. If you're telling me that's a psula guf, why would Rabbi Yeshua allow the blood to be thrown? Hamai hortzot tzitz? How would tzitz work? Right? How is it possible that tzitz works? That tzitz only works for tumah, right? So now, so the Gemara answers: my nifsal. What does it mean? Nifsal b'tul yom. Nifsal means became tameh b'tul yom. The Gemara says, Ihachi hainu tameh. Well, it already says tameh. So it says tameh and tameh b'tul yom. It says, yeah, trey gavne tameh. Two different situations of it becoming tameh. But now we have to go back, figure out why you assumed that this was a psul of hesech hadas. So the Gemara says, my nifsal, lav the hesech hadas, bitmiya, Rashi says. Must be hesech hadas. The cave on the Tana Nitma V'yotza, since it said, in first one case was Tameh, and one case was Yotzei, my psul ika su, what other psul is there in nifsal b'avodas hadam? If we're still talking about, we're still talking about when you're doing the avoda of the blood, so we're not talking about pigol, we're not talking about notes, nosar, what other psul is there? Right, could go, right, in nifsal b'avodas hadam, gom makshavas chut from kom chut zmanu, lo kar nifsal basar. So if you're talking about pigol, or you have the raw makshava, that's not a psul in the meat, that's a psul in makshava. We're talking about a psul in the meat. So what else is there besides nitma, yotzei, and what's left? You have to, if it was pigol, Rabbi Lezer wouldn't tell you to throw the blood. Talking about a psul in the meat. What's left must be hesach hadas. It's the only thing that's left, Rashi says. So the Gemara says, Iyamart bishlmo, so Rashi again, Iyamart bishlmo, again. So then Rashi goes through it. If you tell me that the psul is because of shash tuma, that's why Yeshua agrees that if you throw it, the blood, the carbon is going to be yotzei the carbon, because the tzitz will elevate it. But if it's a psul in the guf, the tzitz has no power on a psul guf. So why would Rabbi Shua say you can throw the blood? Rabbi Lezer says you can throw the blood because he doesn't care whether the meat's there or not. He has the din of throwing the blood. Rabbi Shua says the only way you can throw the blood is if you have kosher meat. So if the meat was tamei, potentially tamei, then I can have kosher meat because of the tzitz. But if the meat has an other psul besides tumah, hesech hadas, the tzitz doesn't work. Must be that if talking about hesech hadas, is only a psul of guarding suffik tumah or not. So the answer was, no, it's not talking about Hesek Hadas, it's talking about Tomei of a Tul Yom. It says Tomei already, and now you're giving me another Tomei? Oh yeah, it's just two different examples of Tumah. Okay. Now we get on to answer number three. Remember, okay, answer number three was, the original question back was, we had the Mishnah in Trumos that said you had the Tomei Trumah, you planted it, and then it became Tahor, but it was still not allowed to be eaten by a Kohen. Why not? Either way. So Kisolik Ravin. So Ravin was one of the people who would go back and forth between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. So when Ravin left Bavel, Amar L'Shmaita Kamed Rav Yirmiya. He said this whole back and forth in front of Rav Yirmiya, who's in Eretz Yisrael, which is interesting because Rav Yirmiya actually originated from Bavel, and then he went to Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Yirmiya responds in typical Rav Yirmiya fashion. He says, "V'Amar," and he says, "Bavlai Tifshoi, these foolish Babylonians, Mishum the Yasim Ba'ar de Chashucha, because they sit in a dark land." They say silly, dark things. You know what they're talking about, these Babylonians. They're fools. It's interesting, because A, Rabbi Yirmiya was a Babylonian, and number two, is like he said that the Babylonians are so tipshoi, yet, which is a machlok, is Bavli Yerushalmi. We tend to pass like the Bavli. So, okay, but Rabbi Yirmiya is saying that you should live in Eretz Yisrael, which is true, but that's interesting how he's saying that. So he says, he's going to give a different answer. His answer is going to be, basically, that ein hachanami, it should be eaten, allowed to be eaten by a kohen, but the rabbanim made a special milo when it comes to kodesh items, that they gave it a certain higher status, and that higher status does not allow it for the kohanim to eat it in this situation. And he brings it as follows. He says, mei hachag, you have the water that's used for nisuch hamayim for on sukkahs. Mei hachag, shen nitmu, they became tamei, but now you can't pour them on the Mizbeach. The problem is, Rashi explains, they became Tamei, and we're talking about Shabbos, and you have to go out to the Mei Shiloh, there's a whole to-do, so you don't want to deal with it on Shabbos. So Meyachad Shenitmu, so Hishikon, you do Hashaka. Hashaka is how you kosher water, basically, the same thing that we do in the Mikvah. Right? The Mikvah has, we have the pit on top with the 40 of rainwater, and then it slowly kisses, right? Literally kisses the other water and makes it kosher. So he says, do this Hashakon, do this kissing way with the water, you pour it slowly, gets into non-kosher, into non-tamei water, and you're good to go. So shenitnu has shaken. If you first did hashaka, v'acharkach hekdishon, and then you're makdish to water. So what happens is you went and you got water to use. You didn't give it the status of kedusha yet, and they became tamei. So then, and then you did this hashaka, and now you can make them kadosh. Heshikam v'acharkach hekdishon tahorim. Hektishon, the Achakach Hektishon, Tahorim. But, let's say you had the water, you were Makdashit, and then they become Tamei. Hektishon, and then you did Hashaka, to make them kosher again. So Hektishon, the Achakach Heshikon, Tmeim. They still maintain the status of Tumah. The Mishnah says, wait a second, Michtei. Zeriya Ninhu. Hashaka for water is the same thing as planting for this Tumah item. Right? That's how you're resurrecting it to make it into something new. So Miley Hashikon Beachakishon, Miley Deshon Beachakashikon. What's the difference if I did the Hashaka before they became Kodesh, or I did the Hashaka after they became Kodesh? Once I did the Hashaka, it should be Panim Chadashos here, and it should be good to go. So he says, Alma, you see from here, Ein Zriah Hekdesh. We don't allow Zriah, we don't allow it to create something new for Hekdesh. We don't remove its status once it became Hekdesh. Therefore, if the water became Kodesh, then it became Tameh, and then you did Hashaka, we're not going to allow you to use that for Nisuch HaMayim. Hachanami Ein Zriah Truma. So too by Truma. Truma is a Kodesh thing. We're not going to allow this planting to remove the status. You say, okay, so it's not tummy, but you can't eat it anymore because we did a Mila by Truma. It's such a heavy, it's so Kodesh. We did this, it's a Durabanan din. We made this Mila by Truma that we're not going to allow it to lose its status, and it's still going to be usher to eat. What? Pretty, I would say it's a Knas. It's the same idea because it's a Durabanan, but it's not a Knas on you. It's protecting Kodesh. To say that Kodesh is so special, we're not going to allow you to use these mechanisms in order to lose, to recreate it, and to make it... A knas means you did something wrong, and I think then you're being punished. I think here it's just we're protecting Kodesh. But it's the same idea.
Or preventative.
Yeah, exact same idea, I think. Okay. So Gemara, Gemara continues. Yosef Rav Dimi was sitting. Ka'amr le'lahai shmaita. So he said these words, well, I guess, of Rav Yirmiyah. So again, Rav Dimi is also... Right, Rav Dimi goes back and forth. I think so. So Yosef Rav Dimi Amr Leila Hashmaita. He said it, so he's saying this now back in Bavel to Abaye. Amr Le Abaye. So Abaye says to them, so Hikdishin Biklika Amar, right? Avabepe Lo Av Rabbanan Maila Odim Bepen Nami Av Rabbanan. What's the story? If they were, is it only this Maila that we make in Hekdesh? Is that only if the item was already in the Kli, which is really becomes Kodesh, or even if you just said that I want it to be Kodesh. Right, Rashi says, a lot of Rashi's here. So if you look at Rashi, the wide lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He says, Hekdishon bekli ka'amart. Right? Dekevan de kedushin hein kedushas haguf. When they go in a kli, they get a higher status. They get a status of kedushas haguf. So there, Avdinu Luhu Rabbanan Maila, that's where the Rabbanan made this takana to give them this special status. Ava Mishon Kedushas Peh, the Kedushas Peh is Midolom B'Klei Chol, L'Shem Chag, maybe Lo Avdinu Maila, Mahan Le Hashaka. He's talking about the water for the Nisuch HaMayim. When did they make the Maila on the water? Is it only if they were Makdish it in the Kli? What if they went to the spring to get the water, and it's only in the Kli Chol, and they said, this is the water we're going to use for the Nisuch HaMayim. So it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf. Is that still going to be considered kaddush enough for the Rabbanan to have made this Maila? So let's go back to the Gemara. So Yosef Rav Dimi v'ka Amalei Aishmaita Amalei Abaye Egdishim v'ka Amara Avapel Lo V'Rabbanan Maila Odim V'Pen Nami Av V'Rabbanan Maila. So Amalei, so I guess Rav Dimi says back to him, Zulu Shemati, I didn't hear an answer to this question, Makayotzeva Shemati, I did hear an answer to a similar question. The Amar Rabbi Abba, and this is why this is all here, because this is now quotes the Gemara that we saw yesterday. The Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avo said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Anavim shenitmu. So I had grapes that became tame. What do? Darkon, you press them. V'acharka chetishon, if you press them, and then you were makdishin afterwards, tahorim. Then the wine is tahor, you can use it for libations. Hekdishon, if you're makdish the grapes beforehand, v'acharka darkon, and then you press them, tamein, that they are tame. But he says, v'ha anavim, the kedushas peninu. Pendinu. These are Navim, how they became Kadosh. They only became Kadosh by you announcing that they were Kadosh. There's no Kli. So therefore you see that they did the Maila even though it was Kedushas HaPeh. Because the Gemara, the statement is that the Anavim were Kodesh, and then you did this item by squeezing them out, again assuming that from yesterday, that the water is Mipka, the liquid is Mipka Pukid, it's not Tame along with the grapes. So you squeeze them out, the liquid comes out, nevertheless we're going to say Tame, because of the Maila that you made by Kodesh. Meaning that even if you just were Makdish Bepeh, that's enough to create the Maila. Right? So Gemara says, right, he says, Hanavim Kedushas HaPeh Afilu Hachi Av Rabbanan Maila. So Gemara says, wait a second, it's a big difference between making grapes Kadosh and making the water for the Nisuch HaMayim Kadosh. How else are you going to make the grapes Kadosh? You say these grapes are now Hektish. The water has a special status. It only becomes Kadosh in a Kli Sharis. So the Peh of the grapes equals the Kli Sharis of the water. So there's not a Raya your way, it's a Raya the other way around, to say that the water only gets the Maila if it became Kadosh in the Kli Sharis. Because that's when you make it Kodesh. That's what the Gemara then says. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Anavim Kamart? You're talking about grapes? What's that? Hey, hachab anavim shel truma skinan. We're talking about anavim of truma. The kedushas ped didhu ki kedushas kli damye. Right? It's talking that their kedushas a ped equals the kedushas a kli. Aval hani de boy kli bepeh lo avdu rabbanu maila. But she said the difference is something that can only, when talking about truma grapes, how do they become truma? I say these grapes are truma. By me saying these grapes are truma, that creates the kedusha. How does the water become kadosh? By putting it in the kli sharis. So they're equal to each other. So therefore, going back, if you only said that this water should be for the nisach hamayim, and you haven't yet put it in the kli sharis, maybe the other didn't make the maila. Maybe it only gets the maila, gets a special status, if you in fact make it kodesh all the way. Making kodesh all the way by the water is by putting in the kli sharis. Making kodesh all the way by the truma is by announcing, by saying it, by peh. But the peh by truma equals the kli sharis by the truma. Okay, so a little further. So the Gemara then said, what was the case of here? Rav Yochanan said that you press the grapes. So the Gemara says, darkon vafilu tuva? You can just press them all the way that you want, as much as you want. Umir Rav Yochanan hachi. Rav Yochanan says you can't press it like that. Hamar Rav Yochanan, anavim shenipnu, grapes that became tamei, darkon pachas mikabetza. The only way you can do it is slowly, so you don't have, so it doesn't transmit the tumah. So ibais ema hachanami pachas mikabetza. A, you can say, yeah, answer number one, that's how we did it. He did a pachas mikabetza, right, because the case was over here, about that, the nothing that were tamei, you were dark on yachar kakishan. So he says, one way you say is that, you're right, in Hanami, he did it in small amounts. By doing it in small amounts, he prevented the tumah from transmitting. Ibais ema, or you can say, there's a long rashi, I'll explain this here, ibais ema hasan the nagul berishon, davilu inusheni. There, the case over there is we're talking about where the grapes touched the rishon, and they became sheni, so they're transmitting tumah for shlishi. V'hachad nagel b'sheni l'havel shlishi. Here, the grapes themselves are only a shlishi, and therefore, for whatever reason, they can't transmit the tumah anyway, and therefore, we're not concerned. Rashi gives a whole different explanation, but the idea being is that it's a different status of tumah on the grapes. Case A, we have to do it slowly. It's because the status of the grapes would allow you to transmit tumah to the liquid. And our case, where you can do it as much as you want, is where the status of the grapes will not allow the tumah to be transmitted to the liquid. Okay, we'll stop here by Amar Rava, two lines from the bottom. Everybody have a great day.
Shabbos too.